This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Five oh four in the evening, and it's time for Popek Popek Parliament. And Tasha joins us once again with the latest stories from Dewan Rakyat. The Deputy Prime Minister of New Zealand is here for a visit. What happened there?
Yeah, so Winston Peters is here for a two-day visit to meet with members of parliament. He held a joint press conference with our DPM, Dato' Sri Dr. Wan Azizah. It was a pretty brief session, but they both took turns to speak. Wan Azizah began by talking about their agreement to strengthen ties following the attacks in Christchurch.
The Right Honourable Peters and I have agreed to strengthen the existing bilateral cooperation between Malaysia and New Zealand, among other areas of cooperation, including trade, investment, education, tourism and people-to-people ties. I had conveyed our government's deepest condolences through the Right Honourable Peters to the government of New Zealand and its people and to the families of the victims of the recent terrorist attacks in Christchurch. Government of Malaysia stands together with the government of New Zealand in this difficult time. I've also extended our appreciation to the government of New Zealand for all the assistance rendered to our Malaysian victims.
Peters is also New Zealand's foreign minister. He's been travelling to other Muslim countries as well. He's just returned from Indonesia and Turkey, where he attended an emergency meeting with the Organisation of Islamic Cooperation. So in today's PC, he shared his gratitude to all Malaysians who gave their support in the aftermath and said that New Zealand would continue in turn to give their assistance to anyone here who has been impacted.
Assalamu alaikum. In these saddest of days, we're grateful for the sympathy and support expressed by His Majesty, by your Prime Minister, by Malaysian leaders, Muslim and civil society organisations, and our many friends here in this country. New Zealand and Malaysia share a long history of friendship, and that is showing seriously to be the case in this time of need. And today I've had the chance, on behalf of my country, to convey the condolences and sympathies of all New Zealanders to Deputy Prime Minister, to the Foreign Minister, and to my long-term parliamentary friend, Anwar Ibrahim, who I've known for in my third decade, I suppose, is the way to express that. We have laid flowers, we will, at Astana Negara in reflection of New Zealand's sympathy, and our government is providing every support to those who have been impacted. We're a country that practices religious tolerance, and an attack on one of us, observing their beliefs, is an attack on all of us. The most important thing that we have noticed, in particular from the 57 Islamic nations, is their level of understanding and support. And we have been, though, particularly humbled to have Malaysia stand with us in a very bleak hour. We've been touched by the over 50 Muslim and civil society organisations that have visited the New Zealand High Commission here in Kuala Lumpur to pass on messages of solidarity since the attack. Our message is that out of despair, let us work with a renewed vigour to spread tolerance, compassion and understanding.
All right, that was Winston Peters, the Deputy Prime Minister of New Zealand, who is here for a two-day visit. Tasha, who else did you hear from?
Well, Women, Family and Community Development Deputy Minister Hannah Yu had a few things to talk about today. In the chambers, the MP for Ledang, Tuan Syed Ibrahim bin Syed Noh, had asked the ministry to state what efforts they've taken to address the issue of homeless people and the type of aid that's been given to them. So Hannah shared some statistics based on the programs that have been conducted via six shelters or Anjung Singgah that they have been operating through the country.
Fokus kita di Anjung Singgah adalah untuk job matching, job coaching, job matching, counselling untuk pastikan mereka boleh berdikari dan boleh keluar untuk mencari kerja dan kita bantu seberapa yang bolehlah. Jadi statistik terkini yang kita ada dari bulan Januari hingga 10 Mac tahun ini, 352 orang telah pun masuk Anjung Singgah di seluruh Malaysia dan kita ada 6 lokasi. Jumlahnya 352. Daripada 352 orang yang masuk melalui Anjung Singgah ini, 157 daripada mereka telah mendapat kerja. Kebanyakannya adalah remaja dan orang muda yang datang. Yang survey yang kita buat 18 hingga 58 tahun dan ada ramai yang datang daripada negeri-negeri luar, outstation. Dia datang sini nak cari kerja tetapi bila tak dapat kerja, dia tak berani sewa rumah. Bila tak berani sewa rumah, dia akan tinggal di atas jalan raya. Jadi kita ada usaha operasi bersepadu bersama JKM dan agensi lain untuk turun. Ataupun kalau ada orang ramai yang nampak, boleh call talian kasih 15999 dan kita akan turun.
The Deputy Minister also wanted to address the issue of syndicates that have been employing children to seek donations. She says most of the activity is illegal and prohibited, so she's urging the public not to support these individuals who are actively exploiting children.
Section 32 Akta Kanak-Kanak kata mana-mana orang yang menyebabkan atau mengakibatkan mana-mana kanak-kanak atau sebagai seorang yang mempunyai pemeliharaan seorang kanak-kanak, membenarkan kanak-kanak itu berada di mana-mana jalan, premis atau tempat bagi maksud mengemis, menerima sedekah sama ada atau tidak dengan dalih menyanyi, bermain, membuat persembahan atau menawarkan apa-apa jual untuk jualan. Jual tisu ke, jual pen tu, semua kita jangan bagi. Dan kalau mereka disabitkan, boleh didenda tidak melebihi RM20,000 atau dipenjarakan selama tempoh tidak melebihi 5 tahun atau kedua-duanya. Selagi kita rasa kasihan, kita nak bagi kanak-kanak, selagi itu, sindiket itu akan terus berjalan gunakan kanak-kanak.
Did the minister give any guidelines on what to do should you wish to make donations to NGOs or individuals in need?
So I think she says that the only way to make sure that these NGOs are legit are to check the government website, jkm.gov.my, to see if these NGOs are in fact registered.
Ada banyak pertubuhan, nama dia NGO sebenarnya tak berdaftar. Okay? Kalau nak bagi, bantu, ada banyak NGO yang telah berdaftar dan proven work. Sokong NGO yang berdaftar. Ini sangat penting. Kalau tidak, kita tak tahu. Sekarang ini ramai, dia sewa satu rumah, dia akan letak, dia kata ini adalah anak yatim. Orang lain tak boleh mengesah pun. Mengesahkan atau tidak dan bagi duit. Orang awam kena lebih berhati-hatilah kerana ada yang menggunakan dalam nama agama. Tak kira lah badan rumah ibadat agama apa pun, jangan gunakan kanak-kanak untuk mengemis.
That was Hannah Yeo, Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development. We'll also actually be crossing over to Hannah a bit later on in the show to talk about the recently launched Child Sex Offenders Registry. That will be happening after the 6 o'clock news. And if you've got questions about that, shoot them over to us. That number, 7733 2900 to call, 018-789-8899 to WhatsApp, and you can always tweet at BFM Radio.
All right, we hear there were also updates on the flying car. What's the story there?
So I guess you could call them updates, actually. Yeah. What happened was that yesterday, Rimbau MP Khairi Jamaluddin tweeted a photo of what appeared to be a copy of a review of the National Automotive Policy. And the words flying vehicle were actually printed and included in one of the columns. So Khairi circled those words in like bright purple and tagged Ong Kian Ming and asked, like, seriously? It got a lot of attention. I think the last time I checked, there were about 725 retweets. So Ong Kian Ming, who is the Deputy Minister of International Trade and Industry, wanted to address this. He had two main points. The first is that the document in question wasn't actually an official blueprint for the national automotive
the car policy.
The car
review?
Policy. I'm just going to call it the car policy. it was sort of just an ongoing draft that MITI was working on for the benefit of stakeholders in the industry.
It is part of a presentation which MITI gave to the automotive industry, which is an important stakeholder for the review of the National Automotive Policy. And in this document, it clearly states a disclaimer, whereby the disclaimer says this document is a draft and provided for discussion purposes only. The information contained here is subject to change and does not commit the government of Malaysia. When we talk about the new national car project, we are looking at new technologies, which includes anticipating a next-generation vehicle, GV, which will be energy efficient with IR 4.0 characteristics as well as artificial intelligence characteristics in a mobility as a service concept. There was no mention of a flying vehicle in the discussion on the National Car Project.
Okay, fair enough. Good explanation. But does he go on to say why then, you know, flying vehicles were even part of the document and available to be circled in bright purple?
Yeah, he does eventually get to that. But before that, he was sort of reminding us that the objective of the car policy was to figure out ways to grow and expand the entire automotive industry. And that if Kyrie, you know, had any ideas, wanted to share any feedback, then Miti would be happy to receive his comments, provided that it was actually helpful.
What I think we do not appreciate so much is for him to just focus on one aspect. And the aspect of the flying vehicle is clearly stated in this document, whereby it is only for the purposes of talking about standards and specifications. When we talk about these standards, it is for different types of vehicles, for next generation vehicles, NXGV, for commercial vehicles, and for motorcycles that are energy efficient, or electric vehicles. We put in flying vehicles not because we are saying that we want to necessarily build flying vehicles, but it is to address the needs for standards and regulations should there be a demand for the application of such technology by the automotive industry in the future. Right, so if let's say people want to bring in prototypes of these sort of vehicles, at least we'll have some standards and guidelines in terms of how people can test them and operate them in certain settings. Right, so this is something which I think is a little bit naughty of YB Rumbau to highlight the flying vehicle as if we're going to build one. It clearly states here that it's only for the purposes of standards and specification.
Oh, does that mean we won't be sitting in any flying cars, well, anytime soon?
I don't know. He didn't flat out say no, but he was pretty adamant that the development of the prototype for the next-gen car definitely wasn't going to be able to fly. As for the timeline for this national automotive policy, he's looking at hopefully releasing that sometime in the second quarter of the year.
So in related news, a prototype of a flying vehicle was unveiled at the Langkawi International Maritime and Aerospace Exhibition, or LIMA. It's called Vector. And if you've had the opportunity to look at the photo, which is quite epic in many ways, then you would see that it doesn't exactly match up to, I guess, what we would imagine or what comes to mind when you say the words flying car.
Well, if you look at, if you manage to find a picture, it basically looks like four standing fans attached onto the bottom of a car.
Or like
the body of a car.
Yeah.
Or like a boat.
It looks like a really, really oversized drone that you can put people on.
Yeah, that's true. If you have a look, or if you've had the chance to look at the photo, let us know what you think. Did that match up to what you thought a flying car was going to look like? I mean, when we first spoke about it, there were quite a few people who pointed out, look, it's going to look like a drone. So they've been proven right. But for the rest of us who are imagining all sorts of users, this has been a bit of a come down.
So let us know. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, thank you so much for the updates. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.